The bill to repeal Don't Ask, Don't Tell had come perilously close to failing more than once during the previous few months. As a result, there had been a great deal of anger within the LGBT community, anger that had been brewing since 1993 when Don't Ask, Don't Tell had been put in place. More recently, this anger had been directed at me and the other activist leaders who were working hard with the Obama administration to get this bill passed. To be honest, the moment of repeal was bittersweet for me. Even though I was surrounded by people, I was standing alone. The truth was, for the past few months, I had spent just as much time responding to negative attacks from my own community as I had working the halls of Congress. I had heard the anger and frustration from the LGBT community for as long as we had been working toward repeal. However, I was able to dissociate from it because I had a plan. I was resolved to channel my own anger toward a singular strategic end. I always knew that we would prevail, that Don't Ask, Don't Tell would be repealed, although I didn't realize it would be just hours before the end of the 2010 congressional session and days before the holiday break. I was aware that not everyone in the LGBT community agreed with my strategy, but luckily, there were many people who helped me achieve the ultimate goal. Others expressed their fury in